My name is Alex Smale, and I'm the communications manager at Paradise Wildlife Park. It's really brilliant news for us. The cub is doing really well, and white lions are quite unusual, so it should attract more attention than usual. She's growing really fast already, so she's just past the 5 kilo mark and putting on weight every single day, and it won't be long before she's too big to handle, that's for sure. We have several breeding programs at the park, predominantly geared around the European breeding programs for endangered wild animals. We've got red pandas, red ruff lemurs, African penguins, and lots of other species that are all critically endangered or endangered in the wild that we have breeding programs for to hopefully increase their population in captivity. We haven't named her yet. She is born to parents Kia and Moto, and Moto's a first-time dad. And Moto's got a bit of a sad story because he was actually rejected by his own pride, which is why he came to the park. And because of that, you know, it's extra nice for us that Moto's now become a dad. It's Kia's second time as a mum, and Kia's first daughter, Zulu, still lives with us at the park. And her brother, Themba, has gone down to our sister site in Kent at the Wildlife Heritage Foundation to start his own pride. White lion cubs and white lions are a strange thing because in the wild they're not a species in their own right, so they don't actually have what we would call conservation value. In the wild they are born to tawny parents very, very occasionally, maybe once every 20 or 30 years when the two parents meet and they have the same gene for the whiteness, which is a leucistic gene. Which isn't albinism, it's different to that. It just means that they don't have any colour in their fur, rather than albinism, which is something very different. Their eyes are the same colour and everything like that. But in captivity, they are what we'd call ambassador species. So they help to raise funds, which we then put back into conservation projects for tawny lions in the wild, or other conservation projects like snow leopards or red pandas, for example. At the moment, we're giving mum and cub plenty of peace and quiet because it's still quite early days. But you can see the cub through the window of a house. So you can come to the park and have a chance of seeing the cub today if you wanted to. In the coming weeks, as Kia, the mum, settles down, we will then open the house so people will be able to get a little bit closer and have a better chance of seeing her. But really what we're saying is come and see us in Easter, because in Easter the cub will be out and around and jumping around and playful, and you'll get a much better chance of seeing the cub.